KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, topping the news for today, the Bureau of Land Management Motherlode Field Office has lifted its emergency fire restrictions on approximately 230,000 acres of public land due to reduced wildfire potential. The easing of the fire restrictions apply to public lands managed by the Motherlode Field Office, which includes Amador, Calaveras, El Dorado, and Tuolumne counties. The lifting of the restrictions also affects BLM recreational areas along the American, Merced, McCallamy, and Tuolumne rivers. The fire restrictions were originally initiated on May 25th.
And a referendum campaign to repeal bail reform legislation in California cleared another hurdle this week. The proponents of the possible ballot measures submitted a petition of nearly 600,000 signatures to election officials last week to reverse Senate Bill 10. Passed in August and set to go into effect in October of 2019, the bill would eliminate the California cash bail system for suspects awaiting trial and replace it with risk assessment algorithms. Under SB 10, if a suspect were graded an unreasonable risk level given his or her criminal history and the severity of his or her crime, said suspect would have to hire a lawyer and a statistics expert to challenge that his or her risk score is not based on sound scientific evidence. Now, recent reports show that other states that have taken the algorithm-based risk scoring approach saw jail populations boom as a result. Well, the Secretary of State certified Tuesday enough counties have completed their signature counts to order a statewide random sample signature verification process. Each of California's 58 counties has 30 business days to verify and report how many valid signatures were submitted. If certified, the referendum to repeal the widely criticized bill would be placed on the November 2020 general election ballot, and the law would not go into effect.
And is building a new home in your future here in the Golden State? Well, all new homes built in California starting in 2020 will need to be equipped with solar panels. Earlier this year, the state's Energy Commission approved a mandate, and on Wednesday it was finalized with a unanimous vote by the state's Building Standards Commission. The Energy Commission hopes this new code requirement will be a model for the nation. The commission did receive letters opposing the mandate, arguing it would bring added costs to new homes. The counter-argument made by the state was that costs will be offset down the road because of lower utility bills. The commission estimates it will increase the expense of building a new single-family home by an average of $10,000.
Well, tonight and tomorrow, the city of Sutter Creek celebrates an old-fashioned Christmas open house. Tonight around 6, Santa will come down Main Street to light the community Christmas tree next to City Hall. Main Street shopkeepers will open late to offer a warm and friendly open house with snacks, refreshments, and wonderful displays of unique items ready for your Christmas list. And most shops will be open until 9 p.m. For the children, free photos with Santa will be available inside the Methodist Church, Main Street, where Santa will hear their Christmas wishes. Free arts and crafts for the children will also be available there. Open house runs from 5 to 9 p.m. this evening. Then the merriment continues tomorrow with free horse-drawn carriage rides from noon to 3:30, departing from the visitor center. Holiday music, wonderful shopping, Father Christmas, and Charles Dickens characters strolling down the street will help keep the Christmas spirit alive all day.
And today, the American Legion family, the American Legion Post 108 Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, will hold a day in remembrance for a day in December 1941, December 7th. It was National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day today. They will be welcoming everyone at the Legion Hall at 8:30 to enjoy coffee, hot tea, hot chocolate, muffins, and donuts. The American Legion will also be showcasing and sharing memorabilia of the day and showcasing the movie Pearl Harbor. Once again, all are welcome to join in this Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day today, 8:30 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill.
And tomorrow the day for the Matt Scott Racing Holiday Toy Drive at Jackson Motors. Bring a new unwrapped toy, help the Amador Sheriff Department with their annual toy drive. Bring the kids or your pets to get your picture taken with Santa at no cost. The Jackson Rotary Club will hand out cookies, coffee, tea, and cider for free as well. You can grab a pulled pork sandwich from Rockin' Barbecue Texas Barbecue for only $10, and all the money helped buy toys for the kids. You can also check out Matt Scott's race car and Herzig's dragster. That's Herzig Motorsports dragster. Vogan Toll will be performing at the event. That is tomorrow at Jackson Motors from 9 to 3.
And holiday shoppers are invited to shop locally to get their holiday gift books at the Friends of the Amador County Library book sale tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Amador County Library main branch in Jackson. Offerings will include hand-picked new and like-new cookbooks, crafts and art books, new fiction and nonfiction, DVD, stocking stuffers, and more for almost everyone on your list, all at low, low Friends of the Amador County Library book sale prices. There'll also be free refreshments, too. The sale benefits the Friends of the County Library programs and materials. For more information, visit friendsacl.org. Again, that's tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the main branch here in Jackson. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Local news brought to us today by Volcano Communications and Howard's Body Shop.